First recorded in writing in 1038, the word Christmas comes from the Anglo-Saxon Christus Messe, meaning Festival of Christ. However, during most of its early history, the celebration we associate with the Nativity of Jesus Christ was a pagan ritual. Introduced into Britain by the Angles, the Saxons and the Jutes that began invading the Isles in the 5th and 6th centuries, the festivities around the 25th of December celebrated the winter solstice that welcomed the new year. They formed a 12-day festival known as Yule, a word derived from one of the many names of the god Odin in Norse mythology. According to historical accounts, the Yule festival was associated with fertility and birth, and the celebrations even involved ritual copulation. Greenery, such as holly and ivy, were brought into homes to frighten off evil spirits, and a large trunk, called the Yule log, was slowly burnt over the Christmas period. This is the origin of the log-shaped chocolate cake Britons eat at Christmas time today. It is commonly believed that Christianity spread around the British Isles through the mission of St. Augustine, who arrived in Britain in 597 AD. As the Yule festival coincided with the birth and adoration of Jesus, it made sense for the early Roman Church to keep some kind of continuity when converting the pagans. The pagan festival was simply rebranded, becoming Christmas. However, there wasn't a great deal of celebrating back then. Converted Anglo-Saxon Christians spent most of the Christmas period fasting and praying, and giving alms to monasteries and the common poor. By the High Middle Ages, from the 11th to the 14th century, things had livened up. Christmas had become the most important event in the medieval Christian calendar, and was celebrated for 40 days prior to Christmas Day, a period we now know as Advent. The festive season was characterized by excessive eating and drinking, dancing, singing, and general indulgence. Today, carol singers usually sing outside or go from door to door. The reason is that they were banned from church in medieval times. Originally, the verb to carol meant to sing and dance in a circle. Some singers took this literally, and the resulting confusion was considered inappropriate for the more serious church masses. Unashamed, the carolers continued to sing out in the cold, and the tradition flourished on through the Tudor period. Fun and feasting continued until the Puritans came along in the 15th century. The Puritans were English Protestants who wanted to purify the Church of England of Roman Catholic practices. They executed King Charles I in 1649 and banned all festivities, including Christmas. This continued for the brief period when England was governed as a republic under Oliver Cromwell, and the festivities didn't get started again until the monarchy was restored in 1660. By the Georgian period, 1714 to 1830, Christmas was once again a very popular celebration, with families getting together for dinners, parties and balls. Homes were decorated with festive holly and evergreens. By the late 18th century, a new type of decoration became popular. Known as kissing boughs or simply balls, they had a circular wooden frame and were decorated with holly, ivy, mistletoe and rosemary, as well as apples, oranges and candles. Also at this time, the tradition of kissing under the mistletoe was incorporated into Christmas celebrations. According to the custom, if a woman was found standing under the mistletoe, any man was allowed to kiss her, and it was considered bad luck for her to refuse. The mistletoe was often omitted in very religious households. The Victorian era introduced many of the Christmas traditions that are familiar today. Carol singing, practically silent since the Puritan age, was revived, as were a lot of the old carols. One Victorian addition to the tradition was Christmas cards. The penny post, a system which allowed people to send cards or letters anywhere in Britain for the cost of a penny stamp, had been introduced in Britain in 1840. A couple of years later, an inventor named Henry Cole spotted a great commercial opportunity. He printed 1,000 Christmas-themed cards and sold them in his London art shop. The idea was a huge success, with people sending greetings to all their friends and family. The trend spread further in 1870 when the new railways improved the efficiency of the post so that the price of a stamp could be reduced to a halfpenny. It was George III's wife, Queen Charlotte, who first imported the German tradition of bringing a Christmas tree into the home in 1800. Queen Victoria's German husband, Prince Albert, revived the custom, and when in 1848 the Illustrated London News printed an engraving of Victoria, Albert and their family around their Christmas tree, the tradition moved out of the court and into British homes.